Welcome, everyone, to another season of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We're back for another year, whether you like it or not. And we want to thank the folks at Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union for helping us bring you the program once again. The regular cronies are here. It's all the same people. I guess I just get to talk a little bit more. So I'm Chris Parks, Jim Field, Matt Mullinex, Doug Leonard. The whole crew is here. We'll recap how we did last year and get things started with our first couple of games here in a moment after this.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
And welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win. Last season, well, it was the year of Doug.
Every year is the year of Doug, Chris.
It wasn't until last year for some reason.
I think I won it my rookie year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is my second championship.
Couple of belts, okay.
Yep.
All right, well, Doug was our champion. 60-20 was his final record. He had went 5-3 that final week, and he was just able to hold off Matt. Matt also went 5-3 that final week, and he was 59-21 overall. Jim had the best last week of all of us. He went 7-1 in that final week to jump up and have a 58-22 record. I was holding down the rear, holding down that final tire. 3-5 the final week. I was 53-27 overall last year. So we're going to look to get off to a better start this time around.
I want to clarify something, Chris, before we go any farther.
Okay.
We're not going to feature Glenwood every week
as one of the picks. Right? As you see, Glenn was not even on this first sheet.
I know, and you've really lived in Atlantic for how many years now?
Yeah, about 8 years now. Yeah,
so I could drop that joke, but still, Glenwood Rams, we got to watch them. We're not going to have them on the sheet.
We might sneak them in there a little bit more than often, maybe. We'll find out. We'll see how it goes. All right, well, since you're the grand poobah of this deal, you get to start things off. We're going to start off in eight-man football, and it's actually the game that we are covering tonight here on KJAN, as myself and Seth Christensen will be along to bring you the broadcast this evening, as Exira EHK hosts Nishna Botna in some eight-man play. Doug, how's it going to happen?
Well, this will be it's always interesting when you have a team that's had a lot of talent, for several classes in a row there. Exira EHK has really been very salty, tough squad the last several years, with the talent they've had in the skill positions and also on the line as well. And they have to replace a lot there. But, I think we'll see this year. I mean, Coach Peterson's going to earn his stripes this year with, having to replace all that talent. And sometimes you have to change some schemes around or change the way you coach to reflect that, the new kids on the block. So it's going to be a challenging year. I'm sure that they'll end up being successful. Based on reputation alone, I'm going to take EHK Exira hosting Nishna Botna this week.
All right, so Doug's going with the Spartans on their home field to start things off. I guess as we go around the room, I'll get the next crack at this one. The Spartans, it's going to be awfully weird not to see, I hate to single somebody out, but not to see a Peppers on the back of a roster spot there for the Spartans this year, and that's going to be a big change for them. But they do have one key guy back that did a lot for them on both offense and defense, and that would be Drew Buchholz. He was their leading tackler last year, did a lot of things for them both ways. So I think he's going to kind of be the guy that they count on now to step up and fill that lead role. Nishna Botna, they bring back a couple of runners, but they also lost a key guy as well that led them on both offense and defense, and Andrew Welch. And the Spartans won that one last year pretty handily down south. So I'm going to take the Spartans as well. I like Exira EHK. Jim?
Hi, I'm Jim. This is Matt. We're the two guys who haven't gotten a chance to speak on the program yet this week.
Yeah.
Hello.
When did you guys come in?
Yeah, we just got here. Yeah.
We just walked in the door. Don't mind us. All this Doug love we were showing earlier. I guess I didn't Doug it. Exira EHK, they lost a lot of talent from last year's team, but you know what? They didn't lose enough to lose to this team, so I like Exira EHK at home.
All right, another one for the Spartans. Matt, you going to make it a clean sweep?
Well, you've got Nishnabadna. They only lost three seniors on the team, so they return a pretty big nucleus back for this year. But I think it'll be interesting to see. We call it the post-Peppers era, after many years of having a Peppers on the team for Exira EHK. But I think the overall lying factor is depth. You know, they've got a lot of kids out, so in the last couple of years they've been able to play those guys. You get deep into the season like that, like they've done the last couple of years with playoff runs, allow some other kids to play. You get up on teams, getting those subs in there, and they do a good job of doing that. So they've got experience coming back, so they'll be fine. Spartans at home.
Always hard to count out a team coached by Tom Peterson. We'll see if they're ready to go. Eight-man is where we're going to stay for our next game, and that would be a matchup of a couple of area teams in Cam and Adair Casey. And these teams met up last season as well, and it was Cam winning that one 48-24 in that contest last year. Of course, things change a lot from season to season. You can't take much away from that. But Cam, I guess I'll get to start on this one, so we'll go right into it. Drew Tickner is back there at the QB spot, so he'll get to help them out doing some nice things there in that position. Derek Casey also returns their quarterback in Connor Westergaard, but they also do lose some key players otherwise. Emmett Wheatley and Charlie Terry were the two guys that they really relied on running the football. So it's going to be a much smaller team, I think, this year for Derek Casey, it sounds like. I like the little bit of balance that Cam has with a little bit more beef up front. So I think Cam's going to nip him here on the road, but it should be a good game. Jim?
Yeah, I was shocked last year, actually, when Cam pulled out the win in that game. I really thought Adair Casey had enough horses to make a really solid season out of it, but they struggled out of the gate a little bit. Cam played a really good ball game. I like what Cam has coming into the program. They've got some nice players back, and they've got some freshmen who are really going to be impact players for them, too. And they've got some decent size on that ball club. They're going to have a nice group of kids. I like Cam to get off to a good start on the road here in this one.
All right, another one for the Cougars. Matt?
Well, I like Cam also. I think they return quite a bit. Helps. They've got Drew Tickner, right, back at quarterback again this year. Couldn't remember if it's Trace or Drew. And so, yeah, Drew back, you know, and he was a big part of their offense last year. So I think he'll help. But like you said, yeah, they've got some good depth. Derek Casey, not some large numbers in there as well. Plus they lost, like you said, those two running backs. That was 94% of their offense, so that's going to be tough to replace. So I'm going to go with the Cougars on the road.
All right, three for the Cougars. Is it a Cougar sweep, Doug?
It will be a sweep. I don't want to rock the boat. I'm going to take Cam.
All right, so Cougars all around there. That's our 2 8-man games here this week. We'll take another break and come back with some more picks for you here on Who's Going to Win.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back here on Who's Going to Win, and we'll jump back into some 11-man football now here for you. And we've got one between the Griswold Tigers, who are on the road at Bedford for their first week matchup. Jim gets first crack at this one.
Yeah, Bedford had a kind of a surprising season, I think, last year. I thought they'd be a nice ball club. I didn't realize they'd go out and do, what did they do, 8-2, I think, by the time the season was over. They had a nice season last year. Griswold, I don't know. I don't think they have a lot of size in that ball club, quite frankly, right now. They didn't last year either. Bedford, they've got a fair number of their guys coming back from last year, too. I really like their chances here to get off to a good start here early season. And being at home, I got to go with the Bulldogs.
All right, that's one for Bedford at home. Matt, you get next pick at this one.
All right, well, Griswold went 5-5 last year, but they had a lot of seniors on that group. So they're going to be a very young ball club this year, expecting some of their young players to step up to the plate for them. And go ahead. And so they got only 24 players out. So I think, you know, they're going to, it's going to be a while before some of these guys develop midseason. So right out of the gates, I think Bedford's expecting a lot. They have a lot of numbers back again. So Bulldogs at home.
All right. That's another one for the Bulldogs. Doug.
Well, yeah, if Griswold, with the new players that they've got, it's going to take a while probably for that rushing offense that they feature so prominently, you know, to gel. I mean, if they're able to control the ball a little bit when they're on the road, they may be able to pull off the upset. But, it's a tough, long road trip, and I'm going to take the home team.
All right, so we're going with Bedford once again, and I am going to complete the sweep as well. Bedford did win that one pretty easily last year, and they have a lot coming back. They've got both their rushing leader and their quarterback back in the backfield to lead the way. And then, as Matt had mentioned, Griswold was a pretty senior-laden team. They had a lot of guys that they lost from that team last year, so it's going to be a lot of rebuilding, I think, for the Tigers here this year. So Bedford all around there in that one. Next game is a matchup of a Class A and a Class 1A team, as Tri-Center is on the road at Underwood for week number one. Matt?
I think that this will be a good opening night game here. You've got obviously two teams that are right down the road from one another and compete week in, week out throughout the season in the Western Iowa Conference. Here they're going out of district due to school size. So, and you know, both teams have had some success for the last couple of years. So this is a tough one, because I think they're going to rely on some of their younger kids that are coming up, both of them. Both teams are expecting a lot out of some of these underclassmen, so I'm going to go with Tri-Center on the road.
All right, that's one for Tri-Center. Doug?
Well, I don't know anything about either one of these teams, so I am going to take Underwood just to mix it up a little bit, the Eagles at home, and probably going to be one up on Matt after this week.
Oh, there you go.
At least.
Just blind luck, right?
Yep.
Okay.
How did he win that trophy?
That's a good question. I'm not real good at the first week, but once we got that first week of scouting done.
We didn't do a tally last year of the number of times Doug said, well, I don't know anything about these two teams.
You got to get lucky sometimes.
One?
Yeah, we got one now this year. This is an interesting game, as Matt said. I think these teams match up really well here. They played a tight game last year. There's a lot returning for Underwood, I noticed. It looks like they're going to have a pretty strong senior class this year leading the way. The downfall for Tri-Center is they lost their quarterback, and Sam Sorensen, a little bit of a change there. Kind of the guy running the show helps things out, but they do return one of their top rushers back from last season. So kind of a weird mix here, but I'm going to go with Underwood. I think Underwood at home is going to be able to eke this one out. Jim?
All right. Yeah, I believe Dylan Manhart is back this year for Tri-Center, their leading rusher. And they're a ground-and-pound kind of team, whether it's the quarterback running the football or the running backs carrying the load. I don't know. I just kind of like that. Even though it's on the road, I'm not going to leave Matt out on a limb here. I'm going to go with Tri-Center. That's what I had planned when I walked in here, and I'm not going to let you two knuckleheads talk me out of it.
There you go.
All right. So we find.
Maybe one had more information than the other.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with what I can.
I don't want to steal Chris's thunder. It's his rookie show leading it off. You know, I have a lot of information, but I didn't really want to share it.
Okay.
So you're just being polite.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, how nice of him.
What happened to the Doug we knew?
Well, that's the first time in the program that we've differed a little bit here, so we shook things up finally a little bit on that one. Next ball game here, it's Riverside at Shenandoah. That's a Class A and 2A matchup. These teams have met the last few seasons early on, it seems like, and Riverside, a very rough season start last year, and it just went rough for them all around. Shenandoah, pretty much the same. Doug, what do you think?
Well, just, you know, based on class size alone, I mean, you'd think Shenandoah being up a couple classes compared to Riverside and playing at home would have some advantage there. I'm going to take the Mustangs.
All right, so one for the Mustangs there at home. I'm going to agree with Doug once again. They return a lot in the backfield here. Andrew Gray, their top rusher from last year for Shenandoah, we got to see him. He's a decent back. He's got some spring in his step, and he'll get maybe a little bit more room here this season with some more guys returning. And they've got some defensive players that are returning that helped the cause last year also. Riverside, on the other hand, weren't able to get that a win up on the board last season, and they lose Tucker Blummel, which is one of their best athletes as well. So I think it's going to be a rough go for him again, but we'll take Shenandoah on this one. Jim.
Yeah, agree. You know, Shenandoah, I think they found that out last year. They got off to a decent start, but, you know, they were playing lesser competition. They got into their district season, and all of a sudden I think they realized that, lucky we got those ones we had, because it's pretty tough here. So I think they've got some nice numbers, and I think they got enough guys back from last year. They got a little experience. I don't see Riverside getting too much in their way, especially on the road. I think Shenandoah at home is the team to win this one.
All right, another one for the Mustangs. Matt.
I'll keep it boring for this portion again. I'll go with Shenandoah at home. Like I said, I think Riverside struggled last year, and they're going to even lose some of those key players this year. So in Shenandoah, they're kind of on the up and up, and they're starting to come around and compete very nicely. So I think they'll do just fine.
All right, so Shenandoah all around on that one. We'll move on to one more game here before we take a little break here for you. It's Class 2A and 3A matchup as Carroll is set to take on Kemper Catholic, the annual in-town meeting to start off the season. And Carroll actually ranked number 8 in the early 3A poll in Radio Iowa. They went 10-2 last season. Then Kemper Catholic went 4-6. They had a lot of young guys, and that seems to be kind of the trend there. They'll be a little bit more experienced this year. We'll see what side of town comes out with a little bit more swagger here in this one. But I think that Carroll has got just enough coming back. They do lose their quarterback, who was a big part of the offense last year, in Addison Ross. But I think they have their top rusher back on the field. They're going to have a little bit of an edge there in that category. Still some young guys out there for Kemper Catholic, so I'll take Carroll. Jim?
Yeah, Addison Ross was a huge part of their offense last year, and he really came on well and really put together a good season for these guys. A very good athlete. Tough guy to lose, but you know what? When I look at the rosters, I swear Carroll has twice as many players on the roster than Kemper Catholic does. You know, football's a numbers game at the end of the day. I don't know about that rating so much. I think when you lose a player like Addison Ross, I think you probably need to maybe start a little lower than that, so no, kind of stay off everybody's radar. But I think they're a team that could be pretty good as the season goes along and they figure it out. I like Carroll to win this one.
All right.
And by the way, who's the home team? I mean, where's the game?
It's in Carroll.
Oh, well. It's in Carroll, but Carroll's not the home team. I got you.
Yeah.
They should have it in a dome or something.
They should. They should find one. That's two for Carroll, so the Tigers have a couple of votes. Matt, you going to change it up?
No, I think I'm going to go with Carroll. Like I said, I think Carroll's got a pretty good nucleus of kids in there, numbers at the beginning of the season. They've been building up over the years and getting a consistent product out of their program, so I'm going to continue to go with the Tigers here.
All right, so that's three for Carroll. Doug, you going to go with the shocker, the upset here?
Well, I have the advantage over you fellows of having an office in Carroll, and so I get to talk to some, some people who are clued in. Tigers and Knights folks, and I was just doing a little research after I got the sheet here, Chris, and I saw that you had them on there. But, talk to someone who is pretty familiar with Kemper and described the team as young, as you said. You know, they're not too far removed from the dome. You know, that's the group of kids they had there a couple years ago that was pretty special and won the state title. But I don't think they're going to pull off the shocker, like you said. I think it's going to be the Tigers.
All right, so Carroll all around. Carroll gets the win here on the road at home somehow. All right, so that's the sweep there for those games. We're going to go ahead and take one more quick break, and we'll come back and finish with our last couple of picks. You're listening to Who's Going to Win here on KJAN.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
And back here on Who's Going to Win, got to get to our final couple of picks here for our first program of the year, and we're going to start off with one in Class 3A, as Denison is on the road at Harlan for an opener here in this one. Who's getting to start this time? Jim?
I get first crack at this one. Who knows? Who knows what Denison's going to throw in the field? Seriously, when you've got as big a business as that beef plant that closes up there all of a sudden, I mean, how many people just decided, well, nothing here for me, and left town and took their kids with them? And I mean, what a huge curveball that is right before school starts for that for the district and stuff too. I don't. That's the unknown, I guess, for me. Harlan, I know they've got some solid players coming back. They're going to be a nice football team again this year. Harlan at home, they're going to win this football game. But, yeah, Denison will be interesting to see how that shoots out here over the next few weeks as people figure out their lives, more than just football.
Yep. Yeah, certainly. We'll see how that affects things. That's one for the Cyclones. Matt?
Well, I think obviously Harlan had a disappointing season by their standards last year. They do have a great nucleus of kids to come back. And I think, a lot of it will just be dependent for Harlan is if they can stay healthy throughout the season and how things turn out for them. So they'll have a good, obviously a better year than last year, I believe. But Harlan at home is going to be awfully tough.
All right, that's two for the Cyclones. Doug?
I'm probably going to go for the Cyclones at home as well. I mean, last year, those of us that went up to that Harlan Atlantic game on the road, I mean, we really probably should have won that game last year. And I know Harlan, of course, is Harlan. But, one of these days that streak's going to end. I know Coach Blatt is still up there, and that's the key to that reign of success that they've had up there and such a good program. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, actually, and I'm going to take Denison just to be stupid.
Ooh, all right. Wow.
D for Doug, D for Denison.
Yeah, there you go.
D for.
Sticking with the D. So a Denison pick there for Doug. We're going to move on, and I guess I got to get this crack at the last one here. I'm going to go with Harlan as well. I think they have enough coming back. It was tough for them last year, where they had a little bit of an injury bug that kind of hurt them for a while through the season. Jewel is back there at the quarterback position, so we'll see if he can return to his previous form there a little bit for him. They also had their running back coming back, Nick Tarney, who was their top rusher. And Denison, on the other hand, lost their top quarterback and running back from last season. Obviously, both had disappointing years, but I think Harlan has a little bit of that edge and the advantage coming back this season. So I'll stick with the Cyclones on this one. Final game on the sheet, and this is one for the Atlantic Trojans as they open up their season at home this year against Clarinda. Of course, went down south last year and kind of took one on the chin. We'll see if that's a motivating factor for this season. It's a 2A, 3A matchup. Matt, what's going to happen here?
Well, we've got Clarinda, who lost quite a few seniors from last year, but I think they'll be able to replace some of them. Did lose some key components in there. They've got a system that's set up that's easily replaced and easily learned, their offensive setup and defensive. I think they'll lack some of the size that they've had in the past last year. On the other hand, you've got Atlantic. a lot of seniors to replace in there, obviously, so they'll be tested up front. But I think they've got some athletes back that can compete very well. And so this will be a good game for both of these ball clubs, just kind of see where they're at starting out. So I'm going to give the edge to the home field advantage for Atlantic. And I think they'll, you know, defense I think will be improved a little bit this year. So I'm going to go with the Trojans at home.
All right, so one for Atlantic. Doug.
Yeah, that was a tough game last year to see on Clarinda's field. It was, you know, that offense, as Matt mentioned, what do they call that offense? What kind of offense is that?
Single wing.
Single wing. Just an odd thing, you know, very rely on a lot of deception. And not only deception last year, but Clarinda had some really good athletes, too. And you know, first season under Coach Waldstein last year, you know, I thought – it looked good at times last year. And, you know, this year saw the scrimmage against Red Oak, and I thought there were some things that that were some positives you could take away from that. You know, they're young. I mean, Atlantic's got, I think, some really talented underclassmen and, you know, some good key seniors as well. But I think it's going to be a situation where they're going to gel a little bit through the year. You know, they've got a tough district, you know, and that we always play in. But, you know, I think Atlantic can pull this one out at home. You know, hopefully we have a good crowd tonight, good enthusiastic crowd for the Trojans, and I'm going to take Atlantic.
All right, that's a 2 for Atlantic here to start off the pick here in this final contest. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting here for the Trojans. You have some key pieces to replace, and I think still the issue is going to be up front. How tough are you along the offensive and defensive lines? And that's where they've had the issues here the past few years, is having that size disadvantage. That doesn't change a whole lot this year. They do have some guys that are kind of trying to plug into that role, it sounds like, moving them from maybe other positions that they might be more natural at, but it's going to work out for them on the line. I think they're going to be okay skill-wise. It's just going to be a matter of, can you get enough time to do things that you want to do, and can you be tough enough up front? As Matt mentioned, the difference, I think, with Clarinda is that system, they're ready to go, and they lost their, or they keep their key player, that whatever you want to call it, spinner back, quarterback position. He's back from last season, so get some continuity for them. Coach Waldstein talked about how that was a tough game right off the bat to play a team like that last year. You weren't ready and familiar with your own system, and then you're playing a very unique one on the other side of the football. I think that's going to be a problem again this year with that system coming in and being the first thing you have to test yourself on. So I think actually Clarinda has a little bit of an advantage here, and I think they'll nip them at home, but I think Atlantic is going to improve as the season moves along. Jim?
Which one of you guys is my fall guy, by the way?
What do you mean?
Chris Cotta.
Just want to get that straight before we get too far in here. You know, Clarinda's got – their numbers are so much better than Atlantic, and their size is so much bigger than Atlantic. You know, we watched a couple of years ago when they first ran that single wing set with the spinner back and against Atlantic, and they were running into each other. You know, they just didn't have any feel for it yet. What a difference a year made, because they figured that out real fast. They looked awesome last year running that offense against Atlantic in that first game. You know, I don't have any children on the Atlantic football team, so I don't have to worry about that part of it. So I'm going to go with Clarinda on the road.
All right, so we're going to split that final game here of our picks here on the sheet. Gentlemen, thanks for starting off the year in good fashion, hopefully.
Well done, Chris. Well done.
Yeah. All right.
A lot better than the old host.
I agree.
I don't know about that. All right. Well, that's going to do it here for week number one on Who's Going to Win. We want to thank our sponsors once again, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. Thanks for joining us here on Who's Going to Win here on KJAN.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.